Brett Hollander back here on Sportsline on WBAL, and we are joined by the newest Oriole. Jamile Weeks joins us right now on the program. Jamile, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Brett?
I'm doing well. Did I get your name correct, your first name?
Jamile Weeks. You said it correctly.
Nice. We're off to a great start, Jamile. And thanks for joining us. Welcome to the Baltimore Orioles.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate that. Greatly appreciate it.
Well, tell me about this week for you. Your thoughts on the trade and a few days later looking back.
My thoughts on the trade was good. You know, I mean, I can only look from my standpoint. You know, I'm sure Jim is going on to fulfill a role over there. But from my standpoint, the trade was great. You know, I'm excited. I'm real happy about the opportunity. And just looking back on it right now, man, it's just, for me, it was just a big blessing. You know, I wasn't trying to worry myself about what my career turn would be, but to be traded to the Baltimore Orioles at this point and, you know, looking at the situation that's out there, you know, just to have an opportunity, I'm excited, man.
Well, tell me about the last few years for you in Oakland, Jamile. You're drafted 12th overall, first-round pick back in 08, a super-duper prospect. You get to the big leagues in 2011, and you're everything the Athletics and the Baseball America types thought you would be. You hit .303 your rookie year, good OBP of .340. You're getting on base, 26 doubles, 8 triples, a couple of homers, 22 steals, a terrific rookie season. And then year two, it's a completely different story. What happened there?
You know, I think it will be easy for anybody to, you know, make excuses and you know, just go over, you know, things that are factual. But in my opinion, everything that happened that year, it was meant to be, man. I really feel like I learned a lot from it. I'll be a much better player going forward from it. And whether it was, you know, trying to test different things out and switching up different things and, you know, trying to play under certain whatever it may have been, you know, it doesn't matter in the end. I think it all makes me a better player at this point. And my desire, my hunger is better off from that, I believe, right now.
How frustrating was it for you to spend last year in AAA Sacramento and the A's are making this big run again and you really weren't a part of it, only 9 at-bats last year for the Oakland Athletics in the big leagues?
Yeah, it was a funny feeling, a tad bit of a funny feeling. But at the end of the day, you know, I kind of got into, you know, the notoriety in my mind that, you know, I wasn't going to be up for the playoffs. So I kind of had a long season to sit there and think on that and to come to realization of my position. So the effect was a small effect on me. I did feel it, but at the end of the day, I was able to put it on to perspective.
And last year, you go down to AAA, and the numbers are pretty good in AAA Sacramento. One thing that jumps out to me, Jamile, which must have been a big reason the Orioles wanted you back in return, was the 80 walks last year. You usually don't think of non-home run hitting infielders as people are going to get 80 walks. Your on-base percentage is .376 last year. In a year, you hit .271. That means you basically added 100 points with just walks from your batting average to your on-base percentage without even looking at the Pacific Coast League leaders. My guess is you finished in the top 5 in walks.
Yeah, I finished up pretty high. I'm not sure exactly where. I haven't even checked, but I finished somewhere up there at the top somewhere, I believe.
Do you feel you're back on track after spending last year in AAA again?
Yeah, you know, I honestly felt really good in spring training. I got to be honest. I felt great in spring training, and it carried over early on in the season. You know, I went through my rocky points, you know, dealing with, you know, just the baseball side of things throughout the minor league season. But I just felt like I was back on track once the season started. That's what I felt like. And, you know, I dealt with a lot of adversity. And, you know, just like I said last time, I just really feel like I'm a better player for it at this point going forward.
It's interesting. You have an older brother who is a pretty prodigious power hitter from the infielder standpoint. He spent his whole career with the Milwaukee Brewers. He's a couple years older than you are. What's that like to have a brother like that who's a really known guy in Major League Baseball circles?
You know, first, it's an influence for me, you know, very influential for me to have somebody that close in that position. But, you know, it's just a great thing because if I need to ask something, if I need to know something, I can do it. With that being said, me and my brother, it's a funny way how we go about, you know, our information, because we're not the type to really complain about too much or to really, you know, vent too much unless we really see something on that about each other, you know, as far as the swing, as far as defensively or whatever it may be. But other than that, man, we do a lot of talking about family and you know, just family-type situations and what each other's doing.
Now, you went to the U, and, of course, this is the home of Ray Lewis now here in Baltimore. And we had Danny Valencia on the show several times last year and in spring training. You know, he says Ray Lewis's presence is kind of everywhere at the U. What are your thoughts on that?
He's not lying. Ray Lewis is he's a legendary person already, man. We're watching a living legend, I think, when we watch TV. And him being at the U and being an alumni of the U is just, you know, that's just like another part of family to me. And I'm sure he'll feel the same way. That's just, you're bred like that down there, and it's just a universally wide known thing.
Now, if baseball broadcasts on television allowed you to do the NFL starting lineup thing where you identify yourself and say where you went to school, would you say the U?
All day, I'd say the U, no matter what. That's
I love it. And Danny Valencia, did you guys cross paths there? I guess you guys are close to the same age. He might be 2 years older than you are, right?
Yeah, my freshman year, we were teammates. He played third base, and I was at second base my freshman year.
Wow.
Yeah, played together on the same team. He actually, he contacted me, I think, the next day after the trade.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, in just following you on Twitter for the last few days, you seem pretty active there.
I'm trying to be. You know what? It's something I've been working on, and it's coming along. Hopefully, I can, you know, invest some time into Baltimore's fans over there.
Well, we really do appreciate Jamal, and best of luck here in Baltimore. Hopefully, we'll catch up with you at FanFest in about only a couple of months, really, and we'll catch up then and have a good off season. And best of luck here in town.
Hey, I appreciate it, Brett. And you guys take it easy, man, and thank you for the opportunity.
Very cool stuff. Jamal Weeks. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.